Sister.
Mom!
For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
I've forgotten how to do it.
Oh, we're back.
Have you forgotten how to do it?
No, I think I remember just about. But yes, you are right. It has been 2 years since you last heard from us. We are still alive.
And we do talk to each other. We have spoken in the last 2 years. Do you think people thought we were out?
I was going to say, do you think people have thought we've had a massive family feud?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I'm going to say the C word early on because we're going to have to cover it at some point, but that one of them was taken out
chlamydia.
By COVID.
Chlamydia.
Yeah. I mean, it'd have been you, obviously. Yeah.
It just laps.
But yeah, we are here. We have talked about doing this podcast.
We'll have to do the podcast.
We'll have to do the podcast. The world changed. And I don't think we could psychologically bring ourselves to do anything else.
Well, for 6 months we weren't allowed to physically be in the same room to do it. Yeah. And I know these clever people with fancy equipment did it from other houses, but we can only afford one microphone.
We could sit. Well, let's start at the beginning, obviously. So the last podcast we did to this was the 4th of March, was
5th
it?
Of, 5th yeah, of March. Yeah,
March. So basically this time, two years ago, exactly. And 3 weeks later, the world felt like it had ended.
We didn't even mention COVID, so we obviously didn't give a toss, did we?
It wasn't on our immediate
radar,
was it?
And that was the 5th of March, so that's how quickly it changed. From 5th of March, we didn't mention it, to 20th of March. Yeah. Hello, you can't go out of your house?
We're doing this in my kitchen right now, and we had ripped the back of my house out the week before COVID lockdown happened.
Time in is everything.
And I remember sitting in this kitchen watching on the telly that was screwed to the wall with just bare walls around us and watching the announcement. And I filmed it because it felt like a really historic moment in time. And
it was.
Well, I don't think we even realised at the time how much it was.
So
for 6 months we didn't really see each other. We could, we sat in each other's gardens, didn't we? And talked to each other at the door.
We did what you were allowed to do. Yeah. We pushed it to the max.
Absolutely. And then, obviously,
sitting on plastic deck chairs in each of us gardens.
Doorstep deliveries. To be fair, Lou, you did lots of fun stuff online. We had raffles and horse racing.
We raised £1,000, to be fair, for NHS charities.
Absolutely,
didn't we?
I did. Yeah, you did the majority of it.
I'll give you credit for some of it.
But yeah, and the kids got rid of all their old gear, and it was. I'm sure everybody was in the same. I feel like this is a bit of a downer to me.
We're just covering it. Do it, and then it's been done to death, isn't it? Everyone's sick of the word COVID. I think our last episode was called "The C Word Is an A-hole."
Meaning Christmas.
We're actually talking about Christmas, but when I look back at it, I think, well, little did we know that we were getting a new C word that's an A-hole. So.
Do you know what though? In the midst of I've done everything. We just need to embrace everything and live for today. Well, I tell you what, after 2 years, I still fucking get annoyed by people.
Oh, absolutely. And do you know what? It's even made me cull some people from my life because they are absolute tossers.
I'm an angrier person post-COVID.
I think everybody's angrier. And I think it really did show that life is dog eat dog.
Yeah.
The whole bog roll fiasco just showed me that if we were fighting for the last tin of beans, someone I've been friends with 20 years would probably eat me for it.
Did you run out of anything during COVID?
No,
we didn't.
I didn't even have to flannel up on my arse at
any point. My biggest bugbear during COVID was, as an avid online Tesco slotter.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess there'll be a lot of people that were vulnerable. I'll give it to them.
Give it you.
But there's a lot of other bloody people that I was fighting for my regular Tesco slot with. And I had to waking up at midnight to book 3 weeks in advance.
Well, I didn't mind, to be fair, because once we were allowed to go to the shops, that became my Friday night out, in all fairness. So me, big shout out to Leslie, that was our Friday night meet-up. So it was, again, not allowed, but too late, and I've done it. Yeah. Too late, I've done it.
If Bojo had wine and cheese, you can do Tesco.
Yeah, I do home bargains. You used to go Friday night, separate cars, separate trolleys.
Yeah,
what are you doing at? And to be fair, there's a few tunes on in home bargains, and I used to crack open a can of pop as I was walking around. closest you could get to a night out, if I'm honest.
To be fair, I did.
I do love a good home bargain shop, so probably.
I actually spoke to a couple of randoms in home bargains on my way around and, like, you know, went, just can't beat it, can you? Like,
great,
a little shoulder shimmy as you go past.
They have the tunes, but sometimes they have the, you know, where it's like your cover.
Love a cover.
so bad, they're good out there.
Love a cover. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, we'll do COVID. We'll try not to talk about it. It'll creep in because it's on certain things, but
it's been the last two bloody
it's
years.
It's been shit. Let's draw a line under it.
Yeah, it really has.
Back to normal, doing everything. Licking door handles, yeah. You know, stop using hand sanitizer, just lick people now.
But yeah, I agree with you. The biggest thing out of COVID is people are... I've always thought it. But this, dicks.
Do you know what? They fuel this podcast because that's what it's all about, isn't it?
People are dicks. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but I am a little bit. Yeah, all you key workers out there that send your kids to school, I mean, have a word. We were both at work and our kids were at home.
I know.
We've no freaking kids.
Certain professions I totally get.
Yeah, I do as well, but...
Key workers.
Yeah, there's some people who are flouting that. Yeah, flouting it to the max.
Yeah, totally, but...
Hey ho.
That's the whole phrase of COVID, isn't it? Yeah. Hey ho! Yeah.
I've come out of it with some fabulous people who I realise in my life are the people that, you know, if you're listening and you're one of them, I thank you greatly.
One of you. Oh, wait, it's me. I'm in the room. Everybody else is a miserable fucker.
But yeah, it really does highlight the people that are the ones to look out for. But yeah. We need to ramp up the comedy now because that was
boring. We're boring. After they'll be like, waiting 2 years for you to come back, and you miserable buggers are just talking about COVID.
But what I will tell you about is, I'll update you, is that since the 2 years have lapsed, we're gonna have to change the logo on the because we look very different. We're not that different,
let's be honest.
I mean, you talked about being 40 in the last one.
I know.
We all know now that it's 2 years later.
Hey, though, I'm going on my 40th birthday trip in 2 days' time.
There you go, finally.
So technically, I'm still 40 till I've had that. Your hair's grown.
I've got longer hair. We're both a bit fatter.
Yeah, I've got loads more wrinkles. Yeah, and I'm currently back in the stretchy pants. We listened to the last one we did last time when we were on Slimming World.
Yeah, that didn't pan out well.
That's a daily conversation at the minute of going, I'm back on diet tomorrow.
Again, not to be at lockdown, but I was thin in lockdown and I didn't see anyone. It was such a waste.
That's such a waste. To be fair, if someone said to me, you never have to see anybody again, I would just stay fat.
I would.
100%.
It's more fun. It's more fun eating and drinking.
It's warmer.
Yeah, warmer. maybe just wearing a winter coat. But yeah, I mean, and obviously we came out and everybody wanted to socialise, and I'm socialising to the max. I don't think I've got a Saturday free till like June.
I know, but that always involves eating, doesn't it? Always involves eating and drinking.
Eating and drinking.
So I always say, look, if I got hit by a meteor tomorrow, the last thought going through my head, I would not want to think, oh, I had a fucking salad for my dinner.
And if you're fatter, you're more likely to be like,
just bounce off me.
I thought that's what you were going with it.
Never want my last meal to be a fucking salad because you don't know what's coming around the corner. And if anything's, the last 2 years have proved anything, it's bloody that, innit?
Absolutely.
So eat a chocolate bar and nothing bad's going to happen to you.
100%. But fast forward to March 2022, we're pretty much still the same people. A little bit fatter, a little bit older. But, yeah.
Still total bitches.
Absolutely. A little bit angry.
But in a nice way. I was having a nice bitch.
Yeah.
It's the best way to be in it. I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm not, you know, I do slag people off. But that's half the fun of it, to be fair. I love it when there's a bit of drama and someone pisses me off and I can just rant about it.
And I'm fully aware that I'm not perfect
either. Oh, I'm a complete nut knob.
Yeah, me too.
Huge knob.
I'm not Mrs. Perfect sat here. But, yeah, I think... to wrap up the current, I mean, I'm already, this week in particular, so it's funny because we talk about Pancake Day on the last episode.
It's Pancake Day today. Yeah.
Also, this week, one of the biggest bugbears of my life, World Book Day.
World Fuck Off Day.
Oh, God. And, like, I spoke to a friend, I can't even remember who it was now, but somebody, I said, somebody at football, what are your kids doing? Pajamas. I mean, that's the goal. If your school does bedtime stories.
That's a head teacher that's got a kid.
Absolutely. Bedtime stories, pajamas, dressing gown, slippers, you name it. Everyone's got it. Ours is heroes and villains.
Yeah, and find a book to match it. I found a
I start with a costume.
Yeah, and then find a book to go with
whatever
it.
We've got.
It's not even read the book this time, so it's an absolute shitter's world book there.
And I get it. Sorry, I'm just having a drink there. I get it. I get that they want to encourage kids to read, but by dressing up as a character.
Toss. And it ain't even on them, is it? It's on us as parents.
And when they're older, they don't want it. Yeah. They don't
Jake's
want to dress
year
up.
Six now, he's not interested
at all. Absolutely. It's all right when they're a bit little and it's cute, but.
Yeah, and you've got time to make it yourself.
Well, mine was, I can go as Alison. He's my hero. And I went, but what book is he in? Like, the goalkeeper? What
to desperately find a book.
We just got
Match
to find
of the Day annual.
Exactly, and I just think, is that not, is that not the point
Premier
of it?
League Panini sticker
it's
album.
It's not the bloody point of it, but yeah, I just thought, I used to slag those people off and be like, it's a bit of a cop-out, and now I'm like, that's me. It's where I'm at.
It's where I'm at, yeah. $8.99 from Sainsbury's. If you could buy a full one, go for it.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, that's this week's shitter, isn't it?
Well,
bloody book day.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it until Jake started school either.
I think it's definitely become a thing in the last sort of 10 years because obviously we've got one that's 21 and yeah, that one a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it were. If it were, I can't remember.
No.
I think it's the last 10 years that's come to light.
Oh, absolute tosh. Yeah. Absolute tosh. So is that the intro? Is that as warmed back
in? I feel like
in?
we've fit 2 years into 10 minutes, but
I think that's pretty 11 actually. That was 11 minutes.
But yeah, I don't think there's nothing of significance. I'm sure I've plenty of stories will come
Fuck
up along
happened
the way.
In the last 2 years. To be fair, I'm surprised we've got all to talk about. Let's be honest.
So yeah, intro done.
Intro done.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
You ready? Because I ain't done it for a long time.
People won't remember what part comes up next.
Well, no,
we
had to relook, didn't we? Right, ready? Question of the week.
Like it was like you've never been away.
I know. It's great jingle that.
Obviously, with our impromptu picking up of the podcast, there are no questions of the week from the outside public.
No
the seven people that listen have not.
Yeah,
sent
you
question.
Seven listeners.
I hope you're still with us.
Yeah, can you send one in for next week? That'd be good. Thanks.
But I've got a little story to tell you. Very recent, happened this weekend, and I'll give you a question afterwards.
Right,
so, kids football this weekend, and we run a tuck shop. I'm heavily involved in tuck shop. I'd like to manager.
Queen of the tuck shop.
Tuck shop manager. I'm delegation. And was stood with one of the dads who was doing the tuck shop this week.
Dad did a tuck shop?
Dad, on his ace as well.
Can I just
shout out to Neil.
Yeah, any of the men who come to football, I see you. I see you step sideways and fuck me over with the tuck shop. It's noted. Carry on, Helen.
Vagina does not equal tuck shop
person. Yeah, fudge equals tuck shop.
So yeah, he was doing the tuck shop and a kid came over and asked if we had any napkins. They actually said tissue. We said, oh no, sorry, we've only got these wipes, but the Dettol wipes for the table, other brands are available. The mum then came over and I kid you not, in this tone of voice said, have you not got any napkins? And pulling her face like she'd smelt shit. And Neil, very calm, and just looked, she went, no, sorry. And I just went back around Neil and just said, it's not Costa. And it just made me laugh because we don't use them. What do we need these napkins for? And two, if she just come over and said, excuse me, have you got any napkins? But what it made me realise is, and I've heard it in several places before, where have you been or what have you heard someone ask that is a ridiculous expectation beyond where
like the services
that they're offering? It would be like going to McDonald's and expecting to have a knife and fork, wouldn't it?
Kind of
thing, eating on a plate.
Yeah. I've got a similar one. So we did like it with some sort of, I think it was a pumpkin festival thing, you know, where you go and it's a farm place and they've converted it and they've got all the pumpkins there. So there's loads of people there. They've got all the activities and what have you. And then they sell the brews from the farm shop.
Yeah.
And I went up and said, you know, to be fair to them, they had a list up of
cappuccino,
latte, hot chocolate, you know, the basics, but you know, it's not just tea and coffee.
Yeah.
So I went up and I said, oh, can I have two lattes, please? Yeah, no problem. She's making sure. Won't be a minute after, you know, they've not got all the facilities. So she goes off and makes them. And then the woman behind me came up and said, hi, yes, can I get two lattes, please? can I have one decaf with oat milk? And the other one, it was like some ridiculous, like, can I have it half full with...
No fat, low foam,
Yeah, half full, here's hot milk. Hot, yeah, extra hot with whip or whatever. And, you know, the woman said, oh, we've only got semi-skimmed. And she was like, oh, do you not have any alternatives? And I just thought, Jesus Christ, love, like...
I hope we don't have a large non-dairy following.
Well, even the non-dairy, I'm not... Just have it black, do you know what I mean? If you're that bothered, if you're intolerant. But I thought you had a fucking farm shop.
I get it. And, like, I get why people have to ask these questions because they've got dietary requirements.
But it wasn't even just the allergy thing. Yeah. She went on... She, like, asked for, like, specifics. And I just thought...
Yeah.
Where do you think you are?
Yeah, I completely agree. There's loads of times where I've
heard
people ask for stuff.
And the poor girl, you know, so I'm not, you know, don't want to be discriminatory, but the girl behind the counter is probably doing it as a bit of a Saturday job, a bit of pocket money job.
Yeah.
She's not really asked. Yeah. She's getting some money to go out with her mates on a Friday night. I mean, yeah, and she was dead polite, but how do you handle that when some bloody middle class and...
That's the problem. It's
tit comes and... Like, ask for something that's just not a thing.
I know. And do you know what? Like, she obviously goes to Starbucks or wherever.
But I'm real. I do. I love a Starbucks, but I never ask somewhere like that. And I'm still rolling my eyes. I just thought, you absolute tit.
It's like when people go to, like, Harvester or, not dissing the Harvester. I love a good solid bar at the Harvester. But, you know, like, and they expect to have the steak immaculately cut.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're lucky. I think you've got 3 degrees of cut. Medium or not cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be slinging out a medium rare in Harvester. Yeah. Just go one or the other.
Yeah, it's probably the wrong choice, let's face it.
Well, it is. You got to go, like, roast chicken.
Yeah, people just need to rein it in a little bit and adapt to your surroundings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look, I'm raising some middle-class kid. To be fair, some of the things that they ask for when we're out and about, I just think, oh my God, you know.
Mine had smashed avocado and poached eggs on toast on the train the other day.
Oh, well, that's one of Jake's favourite breakfasts. It's a brunch. He loves a brunch with, you know.
Yeah, chilli flakes on
but
top.
But I hope I'm, like, getting him ready to embrace everything. Like, I like to think that we love a Greggs as much as we love a 5-course tasting menu.
I've been open, very open with my love of Greggs.
Oh, absolutely. I'm hand on heart Greggs believer. So don't get me wrong, right? I've got definitely raising a middle class kid and I like the finer things in life at times, but just have some expectation of what's going on around you.
Flip side though, do you know what really bugs me? And this is where I can't even think of a middle class name. The Pippers of the world.
Yeah.
The Pippers of the world who want this, you know, half fat, low foam, whatever. They should be able to get it when some of these places charge the ridiculous shit that they charge for stuff.
Oh, I think we've covered this before.
Have we been over this?
I think we've been over this price of cups of tea. I think my highest is like a £3.25 or something.
And that's where I get annoyed because... If you've got him at that price, you've got to have all that crap available.
Yeah, you do. A recent example from me at the weekend. So we went into a pub and I ordered a latte and she said, and it was £2.50.
Yeah.
It's not the worst, but not the best. And she said to me, the coffee machine's not working, so I can do you an instant. And I said, so what, are you going to charge me the £2.50 for that then?
Yeah.
And she like, looked at me as if and went, I'll have to go and find out.
Yeah.
So they were going to try and fob me off
with
a, you know, Nescafe and a bit of water for the £2.50 because their machine was broken.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I called it out. Yeah. And then she was like, well, we haven't really got any other options, but they said you can have free refills. And I thought, aye, too bloody right, I can. Yeah. You bloody try to fob me off with some shite for the same price. Cheeky bastards. But people don't call it out.
No.
And like in this country, I think we've just become accustomed to the fact that the service is so shit that if you get anything half decent, you're like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And I tip people who do a really good job. Yeah. But actually, they're probably just doing what they should 100%. Be doing. Because there's so many people that look like they've had the fucking face slapped off because they've had to go to work and speak to people.
Oh, that's a whole other ball game for me.
Well, that's a huge topic.
I'll tell you one. When we went the other week, when me and you went shopping, and my kids spent a fortune in JD Sports. And let's face it, you can't go to JD Sports. I'm all against using plastic bags. I'm all about a reusable. But when you're 14 years old, the JD Sports bag drawstring is gone.
It's the bag of the moment.
It's the PE bag. And he bought shitloads of stuff. So.
It's like the Pink River Island one when we were younger.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he wanted this JD Sports bag, obviously, to get put all his stuff in. And I'd spent a lot for what I'd normally spend in there. He needed, he does a growth spurt, so none of his clothes fit.
So he had three pairs of pants, 800 quid, yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. And she looked at me and was about to say, and I just said before she did, I went, you're not going to charge me for the 10p bag, are you? And she just smiled and went, no. She was going to. And I thought, really? And I get it, it's all about but come on, I'm not going to get all this stuff out in my reusable rucksack that
I've
got with me.
And the thing is, you are going to reuse that bag because he's going to wear it. He's going to use it to death.
He's going to bloody use it to death, but yeah.
But yeah, I think service is maybe one that we come back to next week because I think it's so big because we've had so many experiences recently, absolute dog shit service and complaining in general.
100%.
But I've started to do it now because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. My money and what I pay for, I want the service I'm expecting. I will not
100%. But the UK, you don't haggle. It's not a thing.
No, you do.
But anywhere else in the world, people do it. So why not?
Why not
expect what you're paying for?
And the minute you say anything, they literally shit the pants.
Exactly.
They literally shit the pants. Absolutely. In a restaurant. If you are anywhere, to be fair, if you say I'm not happy,
yeah. And I'm not all about shouting and bawling, but
no,
it's all
I'm
about
not.
How you deal
oh,
with
no,
it.
No, it's not shouting. No.
I think you're right. It's a separate category, all of its own, especially in our family anyway.
Oh, yeah. We've had some absolute doozies, haven't we, to be fair? I mean, we've also taken advantage of people's mistakes in the past as well, so weren't we? But, yeah, we'll cover that as another thing. But, yeah, I think people just need to judge your surroundings, judge who you're with.
Absolutely.
And take it from there.
Tell
you know
your response
what I mean?
Accordingly.
Absolutely. But yeah. I'll have a latte, triple hot, double fat, blah, blah, blah. Fuck off, Pippa.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S. Oh my God. Men, I apologise. You can hear my dog. The kids
dog,
have been in.
The kids.
Man,
well, do
dog.
You know what? This the opening hour of this podcast is you can't get a freaking minute, can you? Anyway, so dog's barking away. I've just had a text from Charlie from upstairs to say how long you're going to be.
And
I need my shoes. How long are you going to be? Jeez, we've been here like 30 minutes.
And then we have Dad rocking up and having a conversation. Love you, Dad. Don't listen anyway.
Yeah, don't care.
It's not on his radar.
Could be a world famous podcast and he won't care.
What time's it on? I'm off to watch football.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, if you can hear my squeaky chair, I've never noticed a squeak. Some sort of
squeaky chair. Nice a dog. I have to do it at my house next
but
time.
It's time for my favourite bit, which again had to look. I listened to the old podcast, remember what it was called. It was the Eeks of the Week.
Eeks of the Week.
Eeks. Yes, there's stuff and funnies, because we usually call it
funnies.
Yeah,
we usually fall into the funny category.
So, it's 2 years' worth of stuff that's been bugging you to bring up. But
well, I think one of the first ones I'm going to mention is getting on a train, right?
Right.
And the reserve seating on a train.
Right,
so
I've been on a lot of trains this year already, to be fair.
Yeah, I do love a good train travel. But why is it the most uncomfortable thing, known to man, probably similar in as in the theatre, that when you've got a reserve seat, right, and you get on, and you've paid for it, it's your seat, and there's somebody sat in it, why is it the most uncomfortable thing, and the most awkward discussion ever, of saying, think you're in my seat, right? You know you're there in your seat,
but you still doubt yourself, though you know
you both still doubt yourself.
You know
they're in your seat, and it's just like,
and they
there's
go,
always a freaking debate.
No, this is my seat, and you go, no, this is my seat. And then
what carriage are you in?
It's cut, and they'll get it out and they'll go, yeah, see, coach D24. And you go, yep, well, this is coach E. Seat 24.
Always, but it's like the most uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's always really awkward. And then everybody on the train listens.
Yeah,
everybody
I do.
I mean, so I love it. To be fair, I do love it. But everybody watches, everybody listens. Everybody's like intent on who's right and who's wrong.
But do you remember when we went, where did we go? We went somewhere with the kids. And we got on the train and there was somebody sat in our seats. And I had to say to them, you're sat in our seat. And she went, well, we wanted a table. And I said, well, tough, because there are seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And we made them get up and move, because she had, and she really huffed about it. And I was like, so you're not even saying that you think these are your seats, you're just saying, but I wanted
but to. But I took it.
I wanted to sit here.
I took it because I wanted it, yeah.
Or the guy who sat in that, I was sat in that seat, and they got on, and I made him feel really guilty because he made us stand up with the kids, do you remember?
Yeah.
The kids, and he was like, these are our seats. And there was other seats. And I said, well, we'd got on and we'd sat here. I'm like being the opposite person now, the person you're talking about. But if, because they were all like around, and they were having to sit away apart anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so I stood up and then he went, no, no, it's fine. I went, no, it's fine. And I just stood next to him the whole way home, towering above him. Like, and
reading
now,
his book.
You've been a dick in front of everybody. Everybody's seen it. You've had the kids stand up.
Yeah.
You've sat down, so we're going to stand here.
But don't you then like talk loudly? So like, I've been rubbing Jake's head going, it's all right, love, it's not long now. It's all
I would, if I was sat in this, if he was sat in my seat, I'd be pissed off. So I get where he's coming from. But equally, I was just like,
just make an effort.
Yeah,
like,
it's really
just
busy.
Just try and come up with a solution.
I think there've been like trains cancelled.
And everybody ended up on train.
Yeah, it is awful. And yeah, it's like asking a pregnant woman to stand.
Well,
up.
I was just gonna say, I did used to. This is awful. But I did used to sort of do a pog out my bloat and then stand rubbing my belly a little bit, like sort of tapping it to like sort of not say anything. I never said I was pregnant, but just kind of stood.
Just readjusted my baby on bottom.
Yeah, just kind of that bit.
Just undid my scarf.
Just used to carry a mama's and papa's carrier bag in my rucksack and then just flop it out.
I unzip your coat and have a mum-to-be t-shirt.
Mum's first baby. A baby shower balloon.
Mum-to-be.
Just into my baby shower.
Didn't really make a big deal about it.
Knitting some booties as you stood next to him. Yeah, I am guilty of doing that before. And just give him my little fat tum a tap.
Yeah.
Just to think, I might think, I deserve a seat.
But no, train seats and the reservations are the hat. Like, it's a real, like, it's the anticipation of getting on. And you're walking up and you're like,
oh,
is that
no,
my seat?
Oh, no, they're in it. But let's just say, there is absolutely no excuse for bag on a seat.
I hate bag on a seat when it's busy.
Even in general.
Busy, yeah, even when it's not busy.
It's an absolute cock move. Yeah. There is no excuse for it at all.
Again, I've done it recently when we were on a busy train and I had to say to him, excuse me, can I sit there?
Yeah. Even when they have to announce it,
yeah.
I just think, find the buggers,
find them. No one wants to sit next to a stranger. I get it. But if you're on a train for more than 10 minutes, you want to be able to sit down?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So
you have to really make people move. Talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
You all right? Where have you been today? Yeah. They'll be like, so, excuse me, I'll just... Yeah.
I just start to be pissed, like, Thursday, love.
Yeah. Yeah,
is this train got a Leeds?
Yeah, can you imagine? That's one of your worst nightmares, isn't it? For a woman sitting there and then four blokes get on the table next to you and crack up and four cans of Stella.
Yeah.
Or if you're a fella, four women who get the plastic cups out and the Prosecco.
Yeah,
I would have to miss
it. That was us last time. Us the girls went down to in first class and it was it like a Friday morning? Everyone's going on a business class to London and there's us four whipping on. We're going...
Well, do you know what? Oh, yeah, because we were talking about Keith Chegwin's penis. That's a story for another day.
We were. No, this is it. I'll show you.
Yeah, he's on his penis. I'll tell him. Story for another day. Feel free to Google Keith Chegwin's penis.
It's small.
Poor Keith. All right, Picky. Which brings us on. Oh my God! How clever was that?
That was an what's the word I'm looking for? Not unconventional. Unorganised. No, there's another word I'm looking for.
I mean, it was very seamless. Oh, but you spell it now with the word. Unintentional.
An unintentional segue. That's the segue. Unintentional.
Yeah,
was the word
but it was a seamless link into the next subject.
Which is...
Dead celebrities.
Dead celebrities.
Oh, not dead celebrities. There's two bits to this.
Yeah, so I spend a lot of my time saying to somebody, are they dead? Talk about anybody kind of, I mean, not anybody. That's a bit of a generalisation. Yeah, but a lot of celebrities over the age of 70, I go, are they dead or alive?
I'm still with us.
Unless I've seen him in something recently. Are they dead or alive? Yeah. We had to Google whether he was dead or alive. I can't, was he dead?
Who?
Keith Jackman?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he is. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Keith.
But yeah, we had to do that on the train, didn't we?
That I think are dead are still alive, though, which is worse, I think.
We were Googling his penis.
Yeah.
And the next thing we were Googling if he was dead or alive.
Yeah, that was a dead penis we were looking at. That's even worse.
It's tiny, though.
We're making some admissions today, aren't we? Yeah. Showing our
FYI, the reason we were talking... I feel like I have to explain why we were talking about Keith Chegwin's penis.
Because he was on a naked programme.
We were talking about some... And I said he'd been on a programme where it was like a naked game show and he was naked on it as well.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I think we were talking about...
We've justified the penis conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, dead celebrities. So that the whole are they dead or are they not?
Yeah.
I mean, thank God for Google because
you'd
slip up quite a lot. But then also the other thing when they do die, it's probably an unpopular opinion, right? Yeah. I'm just gonna throw it out there. But like when people react on social media like they were besties with them. I mean, it's sad. It is sad when people die.
I also think if somebody put like R.I.P.
Meatloaf.
Say Elton John, he's alive. We're off to see him.
Yeah, don't jinx it because they normally snuff it a week before
Michael Jackson did.
Give Michael Jackson £200 worth of tickets, snuffed it a week before.
Yeah,
still
but
pissed
we
off.
We could have paid the money and kept the ticket.
Yeah. No thanks.
Am I right? Want the money back. Thank you.
Elton, if you're listening, hang on till 18th of June, will you, pal?
19th, because we're off to see him on
18th.
No, all right. It's called his farewell tour.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it drinks it.
Yeah, but Meatloaf. Who was I going to say? Who was the other one I was going to... I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Michael Jackson.
You've lost your thread now. You're getting boring. Come on, carry on. Keep it going.
Yeah, but... But when people write... Like, if they just write R.I.P. so-and-so. But if they wrote a funny story or...
Even then, I'm offended. Like, they're not your mate. I mean, it's sad that they died, but you don't need to do it on your social media. I mean, social media in itself.
Shocking news.
But the news can report it. You don't have to, Barbara from down the road, who's never met Meatloaf, she's not even...
Don't know that Barbara and Meatloaf are not the best of pen pals.
Exactly. But Facebook, I can't, social media, I like my Instagram, but Facebook in general, absolutely.
I do like it. I love to hate it. I love to read people's stuff and hate it.
I'm about to come off Facebook because I can't cope with it. I mean, I know this has been done to death on various comedy shows, but are you okay, hon? And the checking in and the passive aggressive.
No, my favourite is, so I cannot believe this has happened, and then somebody puts, what's up, hon? I'll DM you. That's my favourite.
Yeah.
I'll DM you.
That's the opposite.
Well, just say it.
Just don't put it in the
checking
paper.
In at hospital.
Yeah.
Checking in at a hospital. Unless you're doing something really good.
Like, mum's at hospital all the time, but like, I'm there all the time, but I'm usually there just getting a Costa and a sandwich, to be honest. Quite enjoying the people watching.
Or handing over a clean pair of pants.
Clean pair of knickers. But it's fine. It's not there for me, but yeah, so that's the other thing that bothers me on the dead celeb front is the R.I.P. Meatloaf, man. What an amazing man. Really? I mean, he had a good voice, but what else can you do?
I wonder if he ever ate Meatloaf.
That is a good point. I wonder if he
Why is he called Meatloaf?
I don't know. That's one to Google, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That we're Googling his penis. But I wonder if he ever went into a restaurant and someone went to him, are you having the Meatloaf?
I'm sure he did.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
Again, just before you go into that, literally the whole world has descended on my house.
You have the hub house, though.
I do have the house.
You have the house of hub, which everybody comes to, so that's great. I go in the shop interlude. I googled meatloaf while the dog's having a hit on the floor. Meatloaf. Why is he called Meatloaf?
Why is he called Meatloaf?
Meatloaf was bestowed on him by his father because he was a big kid. Basically, his father saw him wrapped up in a blanket one day and pronounced that he looked like a meatloaf.
Wow.
And that's it.
That is the crappiest way that you'd be named something.
But yeah, that's what it says. That's why Meatloaf calls himself Meatloaf. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Right, what's next on the old irks and funny?
Right, so mine's a quick one, to be honest, but one of the...
We always say that about everything and talk about it for 4 hours.
It's a quick one. Fast food. So when you go to a takeaway fast food, for starters, it ain't fast, let's face it. Everybody bloody uses them all nowadays. And now that Deliveroo exists, and the other... That wasn't what I was going to say, but
no,
that's
but
just...
That's gonna, absolute pain in the ass.
If you're going into the driveway, or even worse, if you go into the actual place,
yeah, in the place,
McDonald's is a key
they
example.
They need a separate delivery
they need
section.
A separate delivery function.
I mean, I've got to call out. I think we spend way too much time eating out and eating
absolutely.
In these places. Again, why well, I've got fat on.
I was going to say there's the means to the
it's
end.
It's like a really planned this. Like we're bringing it back full circle. But yeah, delivery.
It's not fast anymore because there's 27,000 of them lined up waiting for it.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I cannot stand, and it's been a problem for a very long time, and it can be something small or it can be a whole friggin' meal. Why can they never put everything that you need in the bag?
Yeah.
Ever.
Never get it.
Even
right.
It might be small, it might be sauce. Now, my biggest bugbear is, and if you're listening, McDonald's, I swear to God, you tell your staff to do this to save money.
Yeah.
If you order the mozzarella dippers, they never put the freaking sauce in.
Oh, I definitely think it's been told to them.
Don't put the sauce
don't
in unless,
do it unless they
ask
for it. Yeah.
So
definitely money
if you order a mozzarella dipper in the drive-thru.
But then in the absolute opposite, when you ask to give you 7.
Yeah. So how does it work? How does it work? So
either do it or do it in a normal.
And then when they say, haven't got the sauce, and you go, well, I don't want the dippers because the dippers are shit without
the
sauce.
Yeah.
It says...
Sauce makes the dippers!
But it even says it. It says mozzarella dippers with salsa dip.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't put the with if they're not going to come with.
Exactly. I'm with you.
So that is... But then sometimes there's a whole freaking meal missing.
Yeah.
I've got... I'm a Deliveroo normally, but we've had 3 Uber Eats in my time in this house.
In my time.
And all 3 of them have had something missing. How?
But it's again, is it a ploy because you can't be asked to complain?
I know, but it's a terrible business model if that's the business model.
Yeah.
But you have to do the. I mean, our kids are, you know, they are trained. If they're in the passenger seat in the front, you've got a job, and your job is to earmark everything
when it comes
that's in the bag.
If it comes across, you throw it to the passenger. I mean, it is a stressful job being a passenger in a drive-through.
How many chips?
The passenger's job is the driver gets it, throws it to the passenger, tries to play for time. To allow, because you don't want to pull in a grill bay,
yeah.
Because once you're in a grill bay, that's
you,
you, yeah, that you, that's no one wants to go grill
to
bay.
There. Big Mac for Charlie, this for Dad, Mum,
17 chips, 4 drinks, and a partridge in a pear tree. But the passenger's job is super stressful. You've got to have a really strong passenger. You've got to, before you go, you've got to think about who's in that passenger seat. If you're going for a big order,
absolutely,
I need a you or a me.
The biggest one you've got to be careful for is the extra hash browns. Because if you, I mean, we've got, obviously, again, we eat too much of these things, but we generally go as a big family.
Before we get extra hash browns. Do people know that's a thing?
Yeah. In our house, if you're having a meal, the first thing somebody says is going, you have an extra hash brown with that. But you have to do the counter for the hash browns and it's always wrong.
Yeah.
Always wrong. 5 meals, 5 extra hash browns. We're talking 10. There's always 8 in the bag.
I don't want to go off track as well, but the hash browns are stuck together. You lose half the hash browns
annoying.
In the packet or to the adjacent hash browns.
Probably the best thing when you're starving on a Sunday morning is the McDonald's hash browns. It's the best bit in the meal.
Yeah, I know. I quite blatantly eat the stuck bits off the paper. And the cheese, the melted cheese off the paper.
The melted cheese, absolutely. I'm there with
you. I mean, but one of my favourite, and I don't know why I've got this, and this is what I wanted to bring, it kind of segues off the fast food thing, but I really enjoy a motorway services. And I don't know what it... maybe it's the whole... because when we were kids, like, it was a big deal travelling. So travel's a lot different these days, isn't it, now? And you go... an hour... going to Manchester's not a big deal, or Liverpool or whatever. It's like, I'll just go on a night. It's not a big one. But, yeah, I'd do it in a night. But, like, when we were kids, like, going up... we did a lot of travelling because Dad's job and everything. But going over to Liverpool was a big deal. Like,
for the weekend?
Yeah, and then you stop at the services. But stopping the services around so exciting. And maybe I've carried that into adulthood.
Yeah, it's the memories.
But I love a motorway services. Like, I feel...
I agree.
I really enjoy stopping it. I'm like, well, we're going... like, even if we drive like an hour and a half, and I think, I always go to Matt, should we stop for a brew? Like, I just really like going in, getting myself a little drink, getting back in the car.
I do love...
and they're overpriced, and the shit, ridiculous. And the, you know, the some of the brands that are in there you've never heard of.
Why do they always have a little arcade? That's the one thing I never understand. There's always a gambling arcade in there.
Yeah, it's the arcade's game in the showers.
Yeah, the showers. I mean, the truck driver showers.
Another for drunk drivers, but the showers game.
But I love when we do the big drive down to Cornwall, and you're like, we've been to this one. Yeah. We've been to that. Like, yeah. They do it on Gavin and Stacey, don't they? Yeah. Lady Lemaire.
But yeah, I mean, the new one, near us, is spamming.
I think that's ignited my passion,
yeah, to be fair. It is like a food court on wheels, isn't it?
It's got a Nando's, a Pizza Express, a Leon, a KFC, a tortilla. I mean, it's got the Chinese
We've been for a day out.
We go for lunch there all the time. It is fantastic, but I'm with there with
but it's too close to have the same effect as stopping at a genuine services as to me. But we play, you know, now because they have these signs on the side of the road, and it tells you, it's got squares. So on the way to Cornwall, especially because you go past so many, me and Martin play a game of choosing your best six. So they look like apps on the sign because they're like in a square. So if you could pick your best six.
That's hard.
That's really hard.
I mean, I'd always go McDonald's over Burger King.
Yeah, me too.
Starbucks over Costa.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of conflictings on this. But
really?
I do like a Nero. Nero is coming up the ranks.
I am partial to a KFC and a Greggs. If it's got a Greggs, you're winning.
Greggs and an M&S.
Yeah, and an M&S. But how disappointing is it, and this is my biggest bugbear with services, when you go in it and the one thing you want is on the other side.
Yeah.
And you have to cross over.
To go over the stairs.
Yeah. I did recently when we went to one and there was a KFC on both sides, but the one on my side was shut.
That's disappointing.
It's a killer.
It is disappointing.
No, I get what you mean, though. There's an excitement.
So maybe it's just me. I'd like to hear other people's views on this.
I also love the random shit that they sell in there. So like,
wetsuits. But you know, we're near the coast. What is that about?
Wetsuits, camping chairs, a bodyboard, a neck pillow. Like, you can literally deck yourself out for holiday in the services.
But you're in the middle of the country.
Yeah, in the middle of the country. You're in Bristol. You're in Bristol and you can get a wetsuit and a bodyboard.
It's madness. Yeah. But God bless them. I hope they never get rid of them. I mean, they are getting more state-of-the-art, but I love their services. Just love it.
I used to sleep in the
car park, do you remember?
We still do. We have bought it to a caravan.
We used to sleep in the car, in the boot. FYI. And then everyone was brushing the teeth in the morning.
Yeah. We just, any king caravans out there, £25, motorway services, sleep overnight and you get your breakfast in the morning. Deal done.
I mean, get on it.
I'd do that on like a Saturday.
Google it, people.
Just go out of caravan.
Maybe me and you should just go.
Maybe that means that's a traveller. But anyway, that's a different
story. Saturday night out, me and you parking in the services car park.
Oh, we'd have so much fun.
No, just for breakfast. £25, can't
you? we've bored them all, I think, with the...
Right, so we've got one last story. So this is just the funny thing that happened this week. Maybe people will find this funny, I don't know. So big shout out to my friend Hayley, who has authorised me to tell this story.
And also one of the 7 listeners of this podcast.
Yeah, 7 listeners. So we'd been out for something sweet last week with the kids.
Yeah.
Went to the pub up the road. We had vouchers coming out of our ears, so it wasn't going to cost us much. Anyway, one of the children decided they would have a full adult sharing platter to themselves because they were really hungry. Like, this kid doesn't normally eat so much junk as this, but decided to have this full nacho sharing platter. Ploughed through this stretchy waistband,
no problem for Fuffner.
Yeah, had a bit more. So the puddings come out. They're like a quid for a kid's pudding. Yeah, I'll have a pudding as well. So ploughed through this ice cream, brilliant. a couple of pints of pop, pint of water, chugged a pint of water. Right, okay, off we go, we're off. Can I walk back? Yeah, two older ones decided that it's literally 5 minutes, we'll walk back. And said, right, we'll hang back a couple of minutes, we'll drive down. We'll meet you outside the house. So we toddles on down the road and we met them just perfect timing, they were there. So I jumped out the front and said, right, you jump in and take my spot. He literally jumped in, shut the door. The second he shut the door, I heard, get out of my car! As he literally closed the door and proceeded to projectile vomit against the glass. So he'd walked all that way, been outside, fresh air, obviously felt a bit rough, old enough to pretty much know better, and then just literally spewed against the glass window,
Then
obviously you can imagine the trajectory of said vomit went everywhere, footwell,
the crevices,
candles, the absolute works, all down himself, the lot.
And I know our friend Hayley will have been seething.
That absolute red mist.
And she also has a vomit fear.
A vomit fear, yeah, a bit of a phobia for vomit. Oh. But it was one of them situations, so previous listeners of the burp situation, the WI night when we literally got the giggles and couldn't stop. She did not find it funny. She was so cross.
I get it. If it's your car,
but honestly,
your kid,
for me,
but for
it was
else.
The funniest thing that has happened to me for ages, and it was so funny because I couldn't laugh.
Bravo for you.
And
for
it, I felt
it
like the laughter was coming out of my eyeballs because I couldn't get it to come out anywhere else. And she kept talking to me, and I was kind of going. Like I honestly couldn't keep it in, so bless her, I helped to try and clean it up as much as possible. The kid was marched off by his dad for hosing down in the garden, I think, but the minute she drove off I rang you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I mean I did laugh,
absolutely laughing my head off,
and I left it a good full week
before I brought it up
because I felt like the wound needed to heal.
Yeah, it did. She was so cross, and every time I bring it up now I think it just reignites the anger.
Maybe that's a good plan
to sort of leave it for next week of, is there anything that's like literally like infuriated you that much, but you know, a week later you could see absolutely how funny it was. I'm pretty sure I've got a few of these, but that was just vomit gate, just absolutely tickled me.
I'm so gutted I missed it. Well, thank you very much for listening to us on our first time back.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've still got all the different channels to get in touch with us, Facebook, Instagram. We've got the email account. We're also going to set up a TikTok this week, which we're already on TikTok. We're too old. We spent a lot of time on TikTok in lockdown and we have lots of fun with it.
I've never been with a Benny.
And we literally spend our whole day just doing sounds off TikTok. But yeah, I think we're
going to start. Watch out.
Sisters of No Mercy TikTok as well, and see
absolutely.
How that progresses as well. But we're going to try and do one every fortnight, I think, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because just we can, just for my time permit, commitment. We're never going to do it weekly.
Every week's
hard,
yeah.
It is too hard. But
I think if we do another one after this, then that's consistent.
That's an improvement on the last
absolutely.
2 years, isn't it?
So,
hope you've enjoyed. Nice to speak to you all. See you soon.